Hi, this is Frankie Corrado from Robertson Stevens, and today I am going to discuss some other executive compensation models or offerings that we commonly see with our clients and some planning ideas around them. Specifically today, we're going to be talking about non-qualified deferred compensation plans as well as the employee stock purchase plan. So if you weren't granted that low basis incentive stock option in the past, don't worry. There are other incentives out there that are offered by many employers these days, and so we're going to talk about them. One type of employer plan that we see is the non-qualified deferred compensation program, and I don't think people take enough advantage of this program, and so I wanted to talk about what it is, some of the upside to it, and also what are some of the risks to it. So in general, what is this plan? And it's basically an incentive plan that is offered to key employees of the company, really, you know, to promote retention. So if you are eligible for this benefit, it probably means that the company wants you to stay. So intrinsically, we're recognizing that there's some kind of incentive component to this, and so we want to consider it further. Now, each non-qualified deferred compensation plan is actually, you know, a contractual agreement between the employer and the employee, and so it's actually unique. Each one is, it comes, you know, there's generalities to it, but a lot of them come with their own stipulations, and you know, it's going to be important to review those pretty carefully. So what does this non-qualified deferred comp plan allow you to do? It allows you to essentially defer a greater portion of the income that you earn into a future year. When you make the deferral, you also have to select when you want the amounts that you are deferring to be distributed and over what time period. And so being thoughtful around this and incorporating it into your financial plan can have real money implications. In a nutshell, the reason this strategy makes sense is A, sometimes employers will offer matching on some of these. It's not always, but sometimes we'll see matching could be offered. But B, if you're in a high tax bracket, and chances you are, then what you're doing is you're deferring income that we were going to be paying the highest tax on currently into the future when theoretically your tax bracket will be lower. And so, you know, it's not uncommon for us to see strategies put into place where you could save 20% on amounts, you know, that you know when you're in a big tax year to when you maybe retire and you are no longer in that top bracket. It's a really a great way to keep more of your income in your pocket. We often see this program overlooked by high income executives, especially later in their career. Sometimes the children have moved out of the house. Their expenses aren't as high as they used to be. They don't need this income to live on. And so what happens is, you know, if they don't defer it, it gets paid out through earnings. It gets taxed at these highest, you know, high federal rates. 37% as of 2021 is the highest marginal. You know, other high, you could be looking at, you know, state and local taxes at least 10% or more. So 50% potentially of that income being taxed at a high rate. If you don't need that income now, you can defer it into the future, maybe age 65. Do it in conjunction with the Social Security election strategy. Maybe you do it in conjunction with a required minimum distribution strategy. There's a bunch of different things you can do, depending on your situation. But you're essentially deferring this income when you to a future year where your income tax rates will be less. And again, depending on the amount you... If you took this seriously and you developed a strong plan for it, and you know, again, we see this with people in high earners that have this plan available. If you're able to set more aside, there's a tremendous amount of tax savings that you will be able to recognize from doing this. Now, as with everything, it's not always risk-free, and so the main downside risk of this non-qualified deferred compensation program is that the money that gets deferred actually is almost like a ledger item on the balance sheets. It's like a liability to the company. And so If something happens to the company and you have a non-qualified deferred compensation program, that those funds are at risk. They, you know, you may be vested in them, but they're not guaranteed. And so if the company was to come on hard times, that money could be at risk of losing. And you know, a perfect example of this was back, you know, with the Enron scandal. Anderson Tax, which is where I actually got my start, was you know, Arthur Anderson was an audit and tax firm, and the audit side was in, you know, colluding with Enron to commit fraud. It brought down all of Arthur Anderson. The entire company went bankrupt, essentially. And the you know, the partners who I knew at Anderson Tax, they had a lot of money saved into these non-qualified deferred comp programs, with them expecting to be sure things. I mean, a long storied career of Arthur Anderson. I mean, where's it going to go? What's the chance of it going out of business? Well, it did. And I mean, I think people forget about that sometimes. Is you know, it's possible. And so, whether it's likely or not, just the risk exists. And so, you know, before going into it, you should understand that. That should go into some of the decision making. However you decide to go with a non-qualified deferred compensation plan, you know, you should just do it with in conjunction of a broader comprehensive plan in mind. So long as you're doing that, you really can't go wrong. The next employee benefit I wanted to talk about was the employee stock purchase plan. And the employee stock purchase plan gives you the ability to purchase company stock essentially at discounted values. And so if you're someone who's already a good saver, if you're already maxing out your 401k and you're looking to find more ways to, you know, to save for your future, I think the employee stock purchase plan, if it's offered through your company, it's really a great way for you to save. I think it's a great way to align your work and investment dollars together, where you're actually becoming an owner of the company that you're working at. I think giving yourself ownership is a really great incentivizer. And of course, if you go through this program and you're putting money away and you're saving and you do it over a consistent period, you know, 10, 15 years, we've seen clients that do that just every paycheck. They put money into the employee stock purchase plan, and it really starts to build up between the contributions and then just the growth of the company. Obviously, it's on an individual basis, company by company. But if you believe in your company and what it's capable of, we think it's a great way to build up a good amount of wealth. Now, it's important to understand the taxes on employee stock purchase plans. So, any discount or matching that your company offers, so sometimes companies will give you a 15% discount off the market price that you get to purchase it at, or sometimes they'll match the number of shares going in. You have to pick up that portion as ordinary income, like wages. And then anything, the rest of the gain beyond that, you know, so long as you hold the stock for at least 1 year from purchase and 2 years from when you originally enrolled in it, you'll get long-term capital gains treatment, which is preferential 15% rates. Though really the two downsides to the ESPPs, I think, is for people, one is just sometimes the record keeping, so being able to track the ordinary component versus the long-term capital gain component, I think that sometimes stresses people out. If you work with a, you know, a qualified tax preparer, you know, we prepare taxes for clients at Roberts and Stevens, you know, we're able to recognize that and report it appropriately. The other is that, you know, if you continue in this program year after year, you could, and the company does well and you're saving well into the program, you could begin to build up a concentrated position pretty quickly. And so it's just something to be aware of. And again, as I've said in the past, when you get beyond 10%, 15% allocation as a percentage of your overall wealth or portfolio, you're starting to make a little bit more of a bet now. You're getting away from some of the science of managing risk reward, and you're moving more closer to higher risk and higher reward and higher loss potentials. And so you just have, you know, it's important to be aware of that and just to be intentional with whatever you decide. But all in all, I think the employee stock purchase plan is a really, if it's offered through your employer and you're inclined to save, it's definitely something that we recommend for clients. Whenever you're offered benefit programs like non-qualified deferred comp or employee stock purchase plan or any benefit program really at work. It's just important to make sure that you look at them, you understand them, understand what the tax benefits are, and see how they could and should fit potentially into your own long-term strategic financial plan. So, if these are things that are at your disposal or topics that you'd like to discuss further, we'd really welcome a conversation with an advisor at Roberts and Stevens to learn how we can help you further out. Thanks for listening.